Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I mentioned Nicola Tallant as well, the investigations editor with Sunday World and host of the Crime World podcast, who is with me. Nicola, we had Art O'Leary on the show earlier from the Electoral Commission, who was quite clear, unless you are serving a prison sentence behind bars, you are perfectly entitled to run for public office in this country. And Jerry the Monk Hutch is not in prison. He's perfectly entitled to put his name on the ballot. But remind us of some of the legal difficulties he is facing, because people will remember only a couple of weeks ago stories emerging from Spain.
Well, he's on bail at the moment, actually, from Spain, where he hasn't been charged with a criminal offence, but he is sort of in Spain. They bring suspects before the courts, and they're there. They are investigating a money laundering business, and he has been in custody for some time, but was given bail, 100 grand bail. And one of the reasons he got the bail was because he wants to run for election here in this country. So he arrived into Dublin Airport this morning on a flight from Lanzarote, and he confirmed in the flesh that he is indeed putting his hat in the ring.
I mean, he is somebody that you've been writing about for a number of years. Has he ever flirted with this idea before?
Not to my knowledge. He claims that he is the people's choice, that he has been asked to stand for election as opposed to somebody who has put themselves forward. And we have yet to hear what his policies are. But certainly he does enjoy popularity within the North Inner City. He's an unusual character, really, Jerry the Monk Hutch. When he was found not guilty last year in the Special Criminal Court for the Regency Hotel murder of David Byrne, he walked out to great fanfare in the streets, and definitely an unusual character from that world.
Yeah, and I'm only kind of interpreting from afar, having kind of listened to your podcast and read books and your writings and others as well. And you kind of get the sense he imagines himself as some sort of kind of Robin Hood style character for the North Inner City. Is that fair?
Well, certainly he seems to be somebody who believes himself to be a problem solver, a mediator in problems, both in sort of underworld circles plus in the legitimate world. And he has certainly got some sort of a community ethos, there's no doubt about that. Before he suggested that he was going to stand for election, he would have pretty much funded the Corinthians boxing club there in the North Inner City. It burnt down and he had a premises and leased it to them for 99 years for €1 a year, just a nominal fee, so that they could keep going. He has been very vocally sort of anti-drugs, although I think the second generation of the Hutch organised crime group proved that that certainly didn't go down the lines. They were prominent within the Kinahan cartel before it split, and they went to war with them.
How actively involved is he, or has he been in recent years then, in the Hutch organised crime group?
Well, he would sort of claim that obviously members of his wider family might be involved in criminality, but that he is simply a sort of an elder within the family. The Gardaí did give some evidence during the Regency trial where they stated that the Hutch grouping was an organised crime group, that it was familial, that it was fluid, and that it had a patriarchal structure. But and also that, you know, it was involved in drug dealing, the grouping. But there was no direct evidence given about Jerry Hutch's involvement in it. And we did hear during that trial that he had sort of come to the table in order to try and broker a peace deal in the aftermath of the Regency Hotel. That's what the evidence suggested, certainly, that we heard. He attempted to sort of salvage things that had gone pretty wrong.
So what do you suspect, Nicola, would be the view of those working in the security services were this fella to be elected to the Dáil?
You're talking about the Gardaí?
Yeah, the Gardaí.
Well, I don't think the Gardaí in general would like the idea of Gerry Hutch running for election or being elected to the Dáil. You know, I don't think politicians probably would like it, and probably a lot of middle-class Ireland would look down their noses on it as well. But, you know, is he going to get a bit of an anti-establishment vote? Is he going to pick up some of the Sinn Féin vote, Mary Lou's vote? He certainly has popularity, there's no doubt about it, within the North Inner City. He has a wide and vast family and friends and community there. So, you know, it remains to be seen. Everyone's entitled to their vote. And yeah, I think middle class Ireland wouldn't like the idea of this at all.
I don't think they would. But we had Neil Ring on a few weeks ago when this was first suggested, the councillor from that part of the world. And he suspected that if indeed Gerry Hutch's name ended up in the ballot paper, he would do quite well. Didn't quite go so far as to say he'd definitely get elected, but he would do well, was Neil's sense of things. Nicola, thanks a million for talking to us, as always. Nicola Tallant is investigations editor with The Sunday World and hosts the Crime World podcast.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.